car batteries die.
Oh. Good morning, Lagos. Thank God it's Friday.
Yay! Thank God.
Thank God traffic did not stop them today.
Hey, God passed them.
Oh, Holy Ghost fire.
Oh, burn them.
I'm Satan, you can't do nothing.
Satan, nothing. You got nothing on me.
You say that one is the foreign Satan. Nigerian is Satan.
Satan.
All right, good morning to you. It's What's Up, Lagos.
Woo! Woo! And happy anniversary to Nigeria.
It was
11 years. No be smoking, girls.
The first talk radio, very first.
Number one. You can't contend
anybody.
It.
See, even the ones that are trying to copy, they don't even know what they want to copy.
They don't even know what they're doing. They'll play like us.
If not the original, I cannot be the original.
Exactly. If you know be a certain drug,
it's not that drug. Beer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 11 years and counting. And I want to thank you. Yes, you. You.
Without you, there's no us.
You are.
There is no us.
Oh, God.
We love you, Lagos.
Oh, God.
We love you. All our listeners, we love you.
You are the Nigeria, we are the info.
Exactly.
That's how we roll. All right.
Anyway, God, I'm sweaty. I'm trying to catch my breath.
Yes.
I was once so different. Hey, I want so different. Lots of raw. I was running.
They think you're saying Ataro.
Wagba. Lots of raw.
See, let me tell you that what you just said now, eh?
Come and take.
Mm-mm. Wagba. Is it what you wanted to say or wagba?
Whatever.
Wagba is you will take.
Hey,
that's what you wanted to say. Ah. So wagba is come and take. I would have just put off the mic.
Take. Mm-hmm. You will collect it.
Okay. When? All right, it's 13 minutes past the hour, and we're about to start. What we do at the beginning of the show, we'll do a portion of the show, we'll call it Sound Off, where we talk about things you want to talk about. Yes, those things we do, and sometimes police call us, they just say hi. Sometimes
the FCC calls us,
say hello, we're just greeting you guys. But hey,
next NDLEA will call us. Greet us.
Okay.
It's a greeting.
Guys, just relax, from a good place. We're just doing this. Yeah. So you just keep out of it and let mommy and daddy do this talk, all right? When we finish, we'll go back and launch a topic. It's Friday. You know, we let our hair down for those that have hair. Yeah.
And those that their hair is still struggling to connect, let it stand.
If you see where they have hair, you will surprise. 13 minutes past our 10. So let's start this morning. Let's do this. It's Sound Off.
This is Sound Off.
All right, check your time. It's 10:15 and it's time for Sound Off. And we'll start this way. Elections are going to happen next year, grace of God. And it's going to be free. It's going to be fair. It's going to be violent free. And it's going to let us get to put in who we desire to be at that place. And we know we have duties to perform, each single person. You have to go get your PVC. You have to go at the right time. But one thing we're going to be talking about this morning is the act before the time. Tomorrow, some people are going to be going out and they're going to be on the streets, making their choice known. We just want to tell you guys, every single person, this is not time for violence. You need to be safe. You need to know that in as much as you believe in one thing, other people might have other opinions too.
Exactly.
Accommodating each other is key. There are rules, there are regulations, even in football. Like, you have two teams. One, the supporters are behind this post, these supporters are behind that post. If you score, you don't go to the other team and say, we scored you guys. It could incite people and make things happen that you didn't plan. Please, as you go about whatever you decide to do, let us think about life being only one. Knowing that opinions are different, each person has a right to what they believe. Miriam might believe in what she does, and for the fact that I'm so convinced that what I have is correct, it doesn't mean she has no right to think the way she wants to. So please, our blood they boil. People get upset. People get, when they see a crowd or when they get that euphoria of I'm right and they are wrong. You do things you're not supposed to do. Life is one. Do you want this to happen with you in the hospital, the elections to go on with you in the hospital at the best, or you losing a part of your body or something? We all should respect each other's opinions. We all should respect each other's decisions, and we all should make sure that peace is key on our agenda.
Very important. So Nigerians may be frustrated. Nigerians may be at their wits' end. Nigerians may be really down and out. But just as he said, where your right ends, that's where mine begins. So as we go out tomorrow, let's be peaceful. Whether you're driving, mm-hmm. whether you're doing your business mm-hmm. on the path or the route that these people will take, make sure that you do whatever you're doing in the best possible way. Try not to incite anybody. Try not to hurl insults at them. Let's all just go about our businesses the way we want to go about it, but then not violently. Mm-mm. It's not, you see, it's the needless bloodshed, the needless fighting, the needless violence. It ends, it really doesn't give anything to us. It doesn't, what do you earn at the end of the day? A broken body, bloodshed, sometimes lives lost.
Lives lost.
And so what we're basically doing today on Sound Off is saying, let's have a campaign free of violence this whole season. Let's have a campaign free of violence. Let's have an enjoyable campaign season where we have issue-based debates, issue-based analysis. Mm-hmm. Let's not allow our emotions and sentiments get the best of us. Mm-hmm. Let us use our head.
Use your head. Use your head. It starts with you.
Use your head.
Just make up your mind. Someone beside you might want to go south. You tell them.
Be the guy's, common sense.
Be
help
the
them.
Same one, yeah.
Yes, tell the person that it's not necessary. It's not worth it.
We can do this. We compare ourselves to the Western world. Mm. They do things. Have you heard them say they fought the broke bottle in Washington? They killed themselves.
They went to Capitol.
No, I'm saying that they went into
want to compare ourselves to anybody.
Why are you talking
this
about Donald Trump? Who's talking about Donald Trump now? So let us be wise, please. All right?
Let's be wise. Very important. Very important. Please, let's only, if we must debate, if we must judge or come with your point, I come with mine.
Yes.
Try to convince me with your facts. I will convince you with my facts. Let us not try to be a mob. Let's not try to, drag people on social media. It's not necessary. Don't try to force your own opinion down people's throats. Yeah. No. Do you and let the other person do them. At the end of the day, it's your vote that counts.
This is the anniversary Sound Off.
Yes, and we want to say thank you to all those who have listened to us and will
do
the right thing.
So
tomorrow
much.
Is our anniversary.
Yes.
That's Sound Off. All right, so what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. 21 minutes, gone past the 10 o'clock hour. We have Fancy Nancy in the studio.
What's up, Lagos? And happy anniversary to us.
Thank you. Good mention.
Bring small chubs. So today, for our musing this morning, we're going to be talking about age. Mm-hmm. You know when they say age is nothing but a number?
Mm-hmm.
Pick me. Now, if you could pick an age, how long would you want to live and why?
Interestingly, I was just saying to Wemimo this morning that I'm so scared of old age.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, they're ready.
Yes.
It's knocking on the door, baby.
I know. It's scary.
How is it scary?
Because with old age comes a lot of things, health issues.
You just begin to think, take your vitamins.
Things are beginning to go.
Have you seen 90-year-olds who are looking healthy?
Exactly.
Why can't that be you?
Which 90-year-old did you see looking healthy?
Whoa! I can give
there's
you...
There's one, yeah.
When they are tilting to the right.
Like. That's not true, girl. Have you seen... This
did you see the queen before she died?
The queen is... Do you know how old the queen is? 96.
Yes.
Are you kidding?
96.
And she was that strong. She walked...
96.
There was a video of her saying she couldn't move her feet.
96.
Well, 96. Get there first.
Whoa.
We'll be back after this break.
It looks like
because it's our anniversary weekend, there's a lot to talk about.
And you forget what you're doing.
Please.
They say they gave you small chops for us. Where is it?
Small chops. I don't understand. They give small guys small chops. What do you think will happen?
All right, it's 41 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. We know. That thing you're thinking, we know. It's okay. We still have time. We're going to talk.
Let me tell you something. Stop thinking things. All right.
We're going to ep you. Anyway, we're asking a question. We asked that question earlier and we want to ask it again. If you were asked to pick an age that you'd want to live to, what age you would want to live to?
140, 70,
220,
89, 101, 200.
How about 85?
72.
Why would you want to live for that long?
Yeah.
Why would you pick that age? For what reasons? I mean, people have all kinds of reasons. Nancy said she's afraid of old age.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
And we don't want to, it's not my question. I mean, what is that when the Lord said that? We're just asking hypothetically.
How do you know when the Lord is saying?
If you could pick, if you could choose, if you could say, okay, this is how long I want to live, what number will you pick?
Let us know. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. We'd like to hear from you. Send us a WhatsApp message. We'd like to hear from you on WhatsApp and tweet at us with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos on Twitter at NigeriaInfoFM. 0809-597-5805. We'll take a quick break again. And when we come back, information for you.
The number one talk station of Lagos is closer to you than ever.
Join the conversation online or on the go.
Be part of the Info family on our user-friendly mobile app and website for a better and improved listening experience.
Download the app from Google Play Store and App Store.
With super efficient and clean audio quality.
Welcome to NigeriaInfo.fm.
Watch us live on YouTube and Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter at NigeriaInfoFM.
And Instagram at NigeriaInfoFM Lagos.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Dear obedient Lagosians, awoo. This is to announce the 4 million man march for Peter Obi in Lagos, holding Saturday, October 1st, 2022 in Lekki, Ikeja and Festac. The meeting points are Lekki Zone opposite Lekki Phase 1 Gate, Ikeja Zone by Archbishop Vining GRA, Festac Zone at FHA Field 23 Road. Time is 7:30 a.m. prompt. Please check online for information on free buses, t-shirts and face caps. Maximum security is guaranteed. Announces Lagos for Obidati Central Organizing Committee. Thank you.
Lateral.
So that's what you're waiting for. It's lateral.
My people, Safu lateral.
God. So where do you go? Where you go to?
Unlucky, Epe.
Epe, when you Epe.
Epe.
Epe. You're kind of person who gets into a bus, say, Anthony, wow, Anthony. They will carry you to my
Anthony.
Two.
Anthony.
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 Oh, Jesus.
Welcome. Anthony.
Welcome to Lagos. Okay, this is one of those days I start with this prayer.
You can't tell me, welcome to Lagos. I'm Omoloma. Duh.
Yeah?
Omoloma.
What did you want to say?
Omonile. Okay, I need to stop saying nonsense.
She wasn't saying Omonile, she said Omoloma.
Anyway, we have yellow women again in the studio. That's why this one is smiling.
If I perish, anyhow. I perish. It's, my man dies but once.
But she dumped you, darling, on
yes,
live radio.
Yes, yeah.
And she's back. Do you have a new person?
Who has a new person?
Yeah. Do you have a new person, baby Uwa?
I beg you.
Are you going to tell us that you have a new boo, Uwa?
I beg you.
The way she dressed, this is like revenge body things. My God.
I beg. Church,
are you sure you want to let this go?
I don't like rebound.
Hey, Willigi. Hey. Anyway, Lagos, before they confuse us with their revenge bodies. Osayuwa Mesale is in the studio. Osayuwa Mesale, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What was I supposed to mean?
This revenge was of Lagos.
She's so cute.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. All right.
So, guys, we're going back to our question because we do not have too much time, okay, in the next 10 minutes.
We never have too much.
Which age do you want to live to and why? Hello, good morning. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey! Utali!
Just to lie. Uh-huh. Utali.
May God bless you people.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Even if diesel is 1 liter, it's 2 million. On Agobaya, you will continue talking, we must continue talking.
Amen. Giselle.
I'm going to say 90 years.
Mm. 90 years.
My grandfather said 91, and he died 7th of February, 1998.
Okay.
Mm. Because I don't want to see. So I want to see Nigeria.
Amen.
Why we see that place? Nigeria will become America.
Amen.
Three liberty country.
Okay.
Flag us, man.
Hey, we receive Giselle. We receive it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Sorry if that was you. Please call
How
us back.
How long do you want to live? How long?
Hello, good morning. What's
good
up,
morning.
Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, hey,
hey.
Gege.
Ha, stretch to life. Good
it's
morning.
It's only Ezio for the Bolulan.
Ezio, the Boligadi.
Now, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say anybody will come greet Eze.
Mm.
You go, didn't go talk first. You say, hey, remind me if you be Igbo.
Eze, Igadi.
Igadindu.
Igadindu, run baby.
Why? Go they pray for me. I go stay 155 years.
Amen. Why do you want to stay for 155 years?
Well, I want chop Christmas. I want chop Ilaya. Every other way meet me. I go.
So you don't want to go to heaven?
No. Heaven. I never know how that place be. I will enjoy here, my brother. 155 years.
Okay.
Nguanu, bye.
Just send your ID cards and send your ID card and passport. I'll help you work it.
Hello,
out.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch. What?
That's South African.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, this is Igwe, one of Nigeria.
Now the traditional people are calling us this morning.
Get a gun, I got in here. One
Igwe, can't come in last.
No, you don't.
Drink it, thank you.
Marianne, how about you?
Don't care.
All right, how long would you want to live, Igwe?
My brother, my dad is 96 now.
Mm. Wow.
So
wow.
I want to do my own. I want to spend 120.
Observe your daddy first. He might be 130. He might reach 130. So
you now be 160.
I just look up.
No, I was small.
I'm
sorry about that. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry, everybody's trying to call at the same time. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. The ladies' line is back. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. The ladies, you can call.
They will not call.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, yes. And Marianne.
Good morning.
Yeah. For me, okay, my name is Daniel.
Daniel, welcome.
Yeah. So for me, I think anything from 85, I can go. But the most important thing about it is leaving a good legacy, you know.
Yeah.
Good, fantastic.
A good legacy.
And your teeth being complete.
Really impact the life of more people.
Yes, and your teeth being complete too, because there's no point in somebody chewing meat for you.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. For me, someone can go. You don't need to. What do you want to see again?
Idia. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
God bless you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Otonu? Hey, stretch to life.
Miriam.
Yes, sir.
How about you?
Idioko.
I'm not Igbo color, so he's speaking Igbo. Abarie means that Abar people will eat.
Abarie. Stretch. Stretch.
Yes, right.
Countdown to our station's birthday.
Yes,
tomorrow. I hear some of us in the morning, they claim that not their station. It's not their, it's our own.
Yes,
it's our own, collective own.
Somebody's claiming my radio. No, it's our own.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, countdown.
Mm.
For me,
like, I always pray for people who live long and see our children, right?
Amen. But how long is that long?
My wife did not live long. I'm telling you. So that's why I always say that we must live long to see our children. For me, I think that kind of less than 100 would be okay for me.
Yeah.
Like 99 and a half.
99.5. 99.1.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, 99.3.
99.3.
Sounds good, yeah.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Yeah,
Mary Am.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hey. Give it to us.
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life. Happy celebration. Yes, so.
Happy celebration.
Thank you very much.
11 years
of talking.
Yes,
that's true.
Happy successful celebration. 9.3.
Thank you.
Mariamu, as for the topic on board, I will live 125 years. I'm gonna do sissy.
Like Marianne.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wearing crop top at 60.
So, I will send my children to my fourth generation.
125.
Yes.
Who will be chewing meat for you? Who will be chewing meat for you?
She'll go and do dental implants.
Your teeth will be complete at 125.
She will do dental implants. Liver.
It choke.
Okay, let's see by that time. I will be around. We'll talk about it later.
Stretch, you'll be here at 195.
Thank you so much for calling.
You'll be here at 195.
I need to find out if she's going to stay that long. I'm a journalist.
You're going
to
stay that long?
Yeah.
195 stretch.
Wait. You're a journalist. So there are no other journalists that need to do this investigation.
I want to find out.
So because this is your intellectual property, you don't want anybody to steal it.
Yes. I mean, like, what else? I don't shy away from my duty.
Don't.
I will wait. 125, Abby. All right.
Go stretch.
Yeah.
125. See,
I'll be here.
All this you're doing. By then, you're doing like this.
Oh, 125. I thought it was 195.
Me and my hand will be shaking.
What's up, Lego?
Then I'll contest.
We need to go for a quick break. We'll be right back.
All right, check your time. It's 8 minutes past 11. It's What's Up Lagos Friday edition. The best edition for me. Beautiful woman in the studio. And I'm so lucky. How are you doing? They will answer you.
Marianne, how are you, my darling?
I'm good. I'm
gorgeous. You look amazing today.
I'm rich. I'm happy.
I can see that.
Yes, baby.
So I'm the one that greeted you. Yeah, greeted the other person. Don't worry.
Okay, let's talk about love.
or lack of it.
We want to quickly read some of the messages that you sent in this morning, and then we'll go to our topic for the 11 o'clock hour. Now, somebody says, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Marianne Stretch, Fancy Nancy in the studio, TGIF. I will choose 100 years for myself because I have a lot to do. But first, my 25 to 29 years, I go use and become somebody in society. Then, my 29 to 35 years, I go use and show my ex is shaggy.
God, see, ambition.
And then from my 35 to 50 years, I go use and establish myself. Once I don't reach 55, now today plan my family till I reach 65 years. Then when I'm up to 80, I go they flex my life the way I want up till 100. I know come this life to kill myself, oh.
Black diamond
for me, Jara.
Black diamond. I wish you well.
Your plans are many.
Amen.
Somebody says, Marianne and Stretch, happy anniversary to Nigerian for thank you for all you do. I would like to live up to 90 because this life sweet girl. Please, can you announce the treasure hunt for today?
Obed.
I don't have treasure hunt yet. Do you understand me? Thank you and God bless. All right.
So we will tell you what we're going to be talking about in a bit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're back. We're going to be talking about love versus cheating. So there's been this argument.
Love versus cheating.
So there's been this argument on social media. A woman started it. She said, I will die on this hill. I will die. Is that no man will love you and cheat on you.
True.
There's nothing anybody can tell me, she says. The disrespect from cheating is enough to show you they actually don't rate you. That's the reason why they cheat. Now, do you beg to differ? She's laughing from a place of knowing.
Oh,
it's because of
tell
church.
Them?
My darling.
Oh, should we tell them?
We like to hear from you. We, the single people. Stretch
is not single.
We are single.
Please,
Stretch, talk you're not single. Stretch, you're not single.
You want to marry me?
Stretch is single. I'm single.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Yes, well, you were saying.
Stretch, you're a problem today.
Your laughter will not
like
make...
somebody that I know in the studio.
Uh-huh.
In love, yet he cheated on me.
Yeah.
Is it possible for you to be in love
with
that?
Who's this somebody?
Eh? It's impossible for you not to cheat, even though you are crazily in love head over heels.
Explain that, because I do not understand how you tell a person that you love them. That you, loving me means that you respect me, you love every bit of me, my nonsense and my good.
Yeah.
And you want to spend the rest of your life with me.
Mm-hmm.
But then you decide to go cheat on me with maybe somebody better or somebody less than me. Mm. And then you say, I'm sorry, I love you. What does that mean?
So,
I think that that's disrespect. You promised, you took an oath before God and man, so, whatever God that you, you know, believe
let's,
in.
Okay, let's
and
answer
then
now.
You tell me that you will always keep yourself to me. In other words, I should keep myself to you.
Okay.
So when you cheat on me, you've taken some of yourself and given it to another person.
Sorry.
That's true.
Yeah. So I was going to say that, Maria. Sometimes, you know, because of my years of experience.
Hey! Years of experience! Let
me bring it back home.
Yes.
In the heartbreak
let me establish
zone.
That. Come, we don't stay here. Don't taste more.
Exactly.
I want to say that sometimes when someone cheats on you, it's just because the other party is just available. You understand? Because, I mean, it's not that they deliberately are outrightly looking out to hurt you.
Sorry, I don't get it.
No. That, for the first time in my life, I agree with this. I totally agree with Uwa.
So a man, for instance, would have an affair with another person, right? You know, go do the other room things and all of that. Not because he really...
Loves the other person. Yeah.
The person is just available, right?
Yeah, but he does love the person that he married.
Of course. 100%.
And still cheated.
Of course. Yes.
Make it make sense.
And he's sorry.
You know, no, it's not even about sorry.
Sometimes it makes sense.
You know how emotions can go when it comes to the other room matters, right?
Yes.
It can just be in the heat of the moment.
And it just happens.
And somebody is just available to fill in that slot.
And it just happens.
Sometimes they do it even without thinking.
Yeah.
Really, they just hump without thinking.
Oh, I like that.
because if you use that as a man, I come in and say stop that because we are not animals. Now let me try to put some finesse in what you have said about us men.
Now, when there's nothing finesse about men.
There's a lot. I take exception to that.
I like what's happening.
Don't let our relationship come in between us.
Your relationship is
over.
You
came in between us.
Relationship, I didn't cheat on
you. I just
You cheated.
All right, so let's get to it.
And that's not cheating. No? See? He's just exemplifying what I just said.
He was flirting with another woman. I was here.
Can I talk?
Go ahead.
I got you.
Guys, while they bicker, for those who are listening, Lagos, there's a poll up on our Twitter handle. It's Nigeria Info FM 99.3. Please go there. There's a poll up. We're asking, is it possible to cheat on someone you love? Let
100%.
Us know. Is it, yes, mistakes happen, or when you love, you don't cheat? We want to hear from you. We have about... some hours left, but go ahead.
So as I was saying before the headmistress came in, the issue is this. When you have someone available, and also note that there are things that could influence your looking at the available. For instance, distance, for instance, also inducements, alcohol, stuff like that could make you just get to that moment. And don't think it's only men that do this. Women also.
I keep
telling people that say, Nigerian men, you put cheat too much. Ask you a question. Do they cheat with refrigerators? Maybe it's women they cheat with.
Mm-hmm.
So a woman knows that, no, really, a woman sees you that you are taken. You are the man I see on the TV with your wife. Yeah, and at that point, she allows it happen.
Both men and women cheat.
So let's not think it's
just men.
So also for women, and there are women who at that point also, they get carried away. I don't know what came over me. I had a crush on someone like him before. He looks like somebody.
Yeah, that
things like that.
Thing.
And it just happened.
That was inexcusable. Oh,
no,
man.
Marianne, you know you like to stay on defense.
I'm asking the question. So if you're trying to... No. Again, we're not battling. We're sharing opinions. And of course, your opinion can be superior to mine, but then I will stand my ground.
Yes.
You're telling me that Because I have a crush on the person, so it's okay for me to just keep sleeping with
every
person.
Nobody's saying okay.
Hold on. Shush.
Hey,
you're trying to tell me that it's okay to just go and knock boots with every person that I think I have a crush on, or if I have a little alcohol in my system.
I don't think that's what
I said. That's not what I said.
So, but those excuses are not good enough.
What is good enough? Then
nothing.
Stay
woven to the one that you decided to stay woven to.
Okay, let me give you a scenario.
On a serious note now, yeah.
I like the woven.
There are sometimes, for instance, a woman is expecting a baby and she does not want to have anything to do with the partner. What do you expect?
So that's an excuse for him to go.
No, she's asking a question. She's not giving an excuse.
I'm not giving you an excuse.
She's just asking.
I'm just telling you that
these things happen,
right? So it's not because the man decided that I would just outrightly go and cheat on this person. But I have needs as well, right? So you see, that is where sexual compatibility comes into play. A lot of people marry people that they are not compatible.
Sexually compatible.
They're not compatible.
Yeah.
Right? So you then find that you're in this relationship, Christian brother, Christian sister, or Muslim brother, Muslim sister, and you did not even check to know if you match at that level. People, they disregard that part of a relationship until it becomes a problem.
That's a very tricky problem.
So I'm saying to you that the fact that somebody else then goes out to do something does not mean that the person does not love you. There's a need that the person needs to be met and all of that. And you are not meeting it at that point.
I think the point I hear she's making is this. If you've made that commitment. Those things will come.
You
knew that. No, it's like somebody going to a political office and you say, I'll serve you guys. And you get there and say, I didn't meet any money here, so I won't serve you guys. You already promised me that you're going to serve. In lieu of the fact that this will be it. I could go to a beach.
I don't think anybody will outrightly know that part of their lives would not meet a satisfactory point.
Hold on, let me land my point. Why do you go for counseling?
Hold
why
on,
do you
let me
hear
land my
other
point.
People's
let
experiences?
Me land my point.
Why would you say
I will not outrightly go into a relationship, right, knowing that part of my life will not be satisfied and I'll still walk into it. Sometimes it happens that you then discover while you're on that journey, you discover
this is not here.
Some people are able to say, you know what, I just become a eunuch or whatever. I've entered, but don't blame the other person.
Don't vilify someone
who cannot handle the stress that it comes with. And let me tell you something, the stress is more on women, because you see, women have been wired to believe that part of their lives is not as important as other things. Do you understand? So they relegate it and they then go into the relationship and now realize that this is very important. But then because they did not pay attention to it
from the get-go.
So are you giving us evidence that women actually
Of course, they do more.
Okay.
Women cheat more than men.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Where did you get this statistic?
We've said it before.
I like to work with facts,
There was
guys.
Even a company that produces... and they said the highest sales, it's down here.
What does that still say? It doesn't say nothing.
Marianne.
Excuse me.
Women don't wear it.
See, there are so many factors.
Men wear it to go to the park.
Marianne.
They wear it to go to the
beach. There are so many
beach.
Factors that would make someone step out of their relationship that is they are committed to. Right? I'm saying to you
You're
that
still not
it does
getting
not
me.
Negate.
I'm not saying.
It does not negate the fact that. Yes, it does not negate the fact that the person is in love.
Hold on. I don't think you guys are getting me. I'm not saying that people don't do it. I'm saying some of the reasons that you're giving me doesn't make sense to me. It's not good enough. It's not reason enough.
Marianne, let's ask your question.
It's their reason.
Yeah.
They can have their reason.
You're saying that, because you see, my wife just gave birth. But you
no,
knew she
has given many go. Reasons. So
I'm picking one now. You're justifying
the reason. It's a reason. I can see the reason I went out to another person's house because I'm hungry. It's my reason.
Marianne has not. The question she asked is, would you cheat when you're in love with someone, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. Would you? And the answer is yes.
So what?
So again, it does not negate the fact that I'm in love with you. I will still cheat on you, but I'm in love with you. I love you. Wow,
I like Hua.
I don't understand.
She's
saying
it to your face. She'll cheat on you. Stretch. She'll cheat on you.
No, I want to cheat on you.
No. I love you, but I'm going to cheat on
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Wow.
I could.
Then let's not love.
No, I could.
She didn't say she could. She said she will.
No.
She said I will.
If those circumstances don't come. She might not cheat.
Do you understand?
Well, if those circumstances don't come, she might not.
But what is a true test of love if those circumstances don't come?
Marianne.
0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. Today I came ready.
They will call now. The women will call now.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey,
I'm not genuine at all. This is Moses calling from Lekki.
Moses, okay.
This is a situation whereby you are now calling what is bad good. You are calling what is bad good. When you say you love someone, you can never cheat on the person you love. Once you have started cheating, you don't love. And you know why you feel your excuses are genuine? Mm-mm. Because you are doing some things you're not supposed to even do before marriage.
Wow.
So you know that normally, if we are married and it's not giving me or it's not in the mood, then I can easily do it. You can't if you truly know what love means. Mm. We talk about love like a shallow thing.
True.
We don't really know what love is. Many people are infatuated. Many people only know what is infatuation. Mm. And they refer infatuation to love.
Wow.
If you love somebody, you only think about the person you love.
All
you
time.
Think about his happiness. You never want to hurt that person.
Yeah, like,
no, even a woman go naked. It's not the nakedness of a woman.
You look at like Titanic.
This is so exciting.
Like Titanic. Thank you so much.
Like, and take take all these things. That's why many people cheat today.
Exactly.
A woman will tell you, my husband can cheat. As far as you know, bring and come out. Does it make sense?
What in wahoo?
I like you, Moses. I like you because I'm not saying that these things don't happen, but I'm saying make it make sense to me, and that's all I'm asking.
Maybe the husband
but
and
the
wife
question,
can have an
the
agreement.
Question still stands.
If you cheat, I cheat.
If you say you love a person, why cheat on them?
No, see, are you moving the question?
I'm
now.
Not moving. I say, can you cheat on someone that you love?
No. So you say if you say you love a person, why cheat on them?
That you've just changed the
change. Yeah. It's totally changed. Different
so
thing.
Let's stick to
can
the first
you
question.
Cheat? If even though you are in love with someone, you know, can you still cheat on that person you're in love with?
And the answer is yes.
And why? So we can't just say yes and not give reasons. Hello,
she
good morning.
Did give you reasons.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
The prophet is Mr. Prophet.
Oh my God. How are you?
Oh, Banya Zama.
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes, sir. Cream kum, cram kum.
Ebi, I said, Obanya, but I'm not made the meaning of love.
Ewo.
You are a stranger to love.
Ewo, but I love you.
I won't marry him, so please explain the meaning of love.
But I love you now.
Wrong person.
You love me, and then the body you used to love me will become a public rat.
Sorry.
Question time.
It's a
mistake. Inside toilet. I'll come and give it to you.
It's a mistake.
I will execute you.
Yay!
No violence, please. it's not that serious.
God said, I will not share my glory with any man.
You are not God.
You are not God, though.
How can I share my glory that my son has?
Hey.
With Jezebel and Delilah.
Hallelujah.
So that what is between your two legs is not a public toilet.
Hey. Okay. We yield.
See, you guys
stretch,
are missing.
I'm sorry for you.
Stretch. You guys are missing the point, right?
Okay, so let me just dole out my questions and let you guys have a free, free for all. So the first question I asked was, so the woman, I painted the scenario of the lady who posted that she will die on that hill that if you love a person, you should not, you cannot cheat on the person. And that if you cheat on a person, it means you don't love the person. And so I asked the question, can you cheat on someone you love and respect? How possible is it for you to love someone and still cheat on them? Would a person cheat on someone they say they love? Is love really enough? Because you are now saying to me that it's okay. It happens.
So
is love enough? When you say that you love me, is it enough conviction for me to say I want to stay with you?
So if you say, can you, I hear, is it possible?
The answer is yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible? But the next question is saying, when you know you're in love, how can you, I mean, like, it's like saying, is white black, is black white? Yeah?
So, yeah, we have to go for a quick break.
What's up, Lego?
Live.
All right, 11:36, and we're back, still asking the questions. Marian, you are not outnumbered here. I'm with you sometimes. But all the time, can you love someone and still cheat on them? Make it make sense to Marian, because it's already...
Oh, does it make sense to you, love?
Yeah.
Does it make sense to you? So have you been in love and cheated?
Have I been in love is the question.
So everybody you cheated on, you were not in love with them?
No, you see, why are you bringing second one? I've not accepted the first one.
But you said, have you been in love? Meaning that you've never been in love.
So if you've not been in love, then why will you ask me if I've been in love and cheated?
So I asked you. You said I should ask you if
you've
ever...
How do you assume I've cheated?
So have you ever been in love?
Have I ever cheated?
No. Have you ever been in love?
I don't know.
Oh.
Well, would you like something to eat?
Should we put him in the dustbin?
I don't know.
I was going to say that, Marianne, how do I explain this to Marianne that it will make sense?
It's all about me, is it?
It has to make sense to her. I need her to understand that, you see, if given a choice, right, some of these people that cheat on their partners, if given a choice, no consequences, I mean, they will still pick their partners, right? Not because of anything. Sometimes, again, there's an adventurous part of people that they feel like, this partner, I need to just preserve the sanity of this partner.
Oh, yeah.
And
someone
then
said that to
I
me.
Can go crazy, I can go wild.
With somebody else.
Blissful ignorance.
With somebody else.
So I'm just saying to you that there's an innocence when it comes to a committed partnership that you want to retain. Sometimes you don't even want to show the person the extent to which
your
how far you've gone.
You have that,
you know.
Wearing.
So you don't want them to start saying, how long have you been?
How long have you been?
Is this my wife?
Is this my husband? Is this my wife?
You know? Say, I can do cartwheel, please.
You know, so sometimes you want to preserve
that part of you.
That part of you,
yes.
From the person you are committed to.
Exactly.
But you see all those other ones outside, all the I call them mosquitoes, you know, and chinges.
The small chops.
Yes, the small chops outside.
The side piece.
You can explore a lot of things.
All with them. Because no strings attached.
There's nothing.
It's just business.
Thank you.
It's a business transaction.
And they see it as that.
And the consequences of the business transaction comes back to me. Doesn't it?
No, sometimes.
And we say we're sorry.
No, you're not sorry when you give me an STD.
There could be consequences that could
be like...
You might never know about those consequences. You might never know about those...
What about the STDs that come with it?
You might never know.
You might never know. If the man loves you enough, he would definitely not go without a protection.
All right.
Let's go to the phone lines.
I was going to say something about, is love enough to keep a relationship? I don't think love is enough to keep a relationship.
Nope. What
just
you
love
need?
Alone.
You need to jazz.
You need friendship. You need trust.
Thank you.
Those are the things.
Are they not part of love? Can you love somebody who's not your friend? Are you guys?
No.
You can marry somebody.
No, love. I didn't say marry. I said love.
No, this stretch. You're in love with somebody.
You and that person not your
hold
friend.
Hold on.
It's a question.
There's a level of friendship.
Wait, is the person, can you love
but
someone
love comes
who's
with
not
some
your
level
friend?
Of friendship.
It does, but see, you need that other type of friendship to keep the relationship.
What type?
You need to be...
Pro-max.
Pro-max. You need to be homies.
Okay, we need to go to the phone lines.
You can be buddies with your wife, where you can say, you're free to say anything.
We are having a crush feeling. You can share that with her.
Exactly. You can be in a car with your partner and like, oh my God, that girl is so pretty. What do you think? Yeah.
Yes. That kind of relationship.
That
kind of relationship, you will not cheat on her.
Exactly. Because she
knows. You have brought it to that level.
Yes.
See, Marianne, please, after I say what I want to say now, please, you go straight to the phone line, because that's exactly what made Uwa leave me.
Exactly.
Let's go to that.
0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You could use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and let us know your thoughts. And of course, you can send us a message on WhatsApp. The phone lines are going crazy. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life.
Because he stretched it.
Oh, I think we lost that call. Sorry about that.
Well, thank you.
Turn off your radio, please. Turn off your radio. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Good morning.
First time calling.
Oh,
first
yeah.
time calling.
Welcome.
All right, go ahead.
I enjoy your program.
Aww. Thank you.
My contribution to this is that nobody is perfect in this life.
Thank you.
And that is why we have to outrolet each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, love. There is love. And when you love your wife, you need to outrolet your wife. And if your wife loves your husband,
you outrolet the husband.
You need to outrolet your husband too.
So, if you are outroleting each other.
Yes, that's how we outrolet each other.
Okay.
And secondly,
yeah.
concerning this sexy issue.
Yeah.
It's something we cannot tell, actually.
Yeah.
But sometimes, a man,
yeah.
he feel like having such kind of romance.
Okay.
Outside his marriage?
Yes,
Is the wife not enough
to romance?
For the romance?
But sometimes, when they marry newly,
yes.
that romance
is
and
there.
All this will be there.
Then she'll start having headache.
When they marry have stayed a long period,
15 years,
you understand? They will find that either she or he will reduce from the kind of romantic love that she used to do before.
Mm-hmm. See finish.
You know? Yes. And most especially women, because women, they find it very difficult to speak out their feelings.
Hmm.
But man, used to speak your own feelings.
Out.
When you speak out his feelings to the woman, why? Let's do this now. The woman will not accept.
Okay. Oh.
So what does the man do? The man lose for romance outside.
Luckily, he jammed somebody outside.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. We have to keep it at 60 seconds. 60 seconds. All right.
It was interesting, actually.
Yeah, I like you when you said luckily.
You have to tolerate each other. Yes, you need to tolerate each other. But then in that tolerance is love.
It's part of it.
Hello. No, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
It's part of
love
it.
Covers a multitude of things.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Joy called.
Hi, Joy.
The last caller, he explained that it's not love. It's just likeness. Because if you love somebody, you are ready to bear whether the woman is attractive anymore. So that means these animals, they are even more loving than the human beings. That is how I see it. It's not like if you love somebody, you cannot cheat on that person. Okay. You will not be tired of that person.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Okay,
thank
Joy.
You so
all right, Joy. She makes a great point.
Yeah,
right?
Lovely point there.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Stretch to life.
Stretch to life.
Yeah. Good to be alive. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. TGIF, baby.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, sir? Anonymous.
Can I not say my name?
You want to say
you
anonymous?
You want to be Anon.
We'll call you Anon.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't really have anything to do. It doesn't have much to do with what I want to say. But I want to say I agree 100% with the other lady in the studio. I don't know her name.
Name is Uwa, my ex.
Uwa. Yes. I agree 150% with her.
Because?
You know, yeah. So my reasons are this. You know, have you ever been at a party where you met somebody for the first time and then regardless of whether you're married or not, the night ends in bed.
I don't go to parties.
It's because you're a cheater, sir. I put it to you, sir, that you're a cheat.
I don't go to parties like that.
Man, that was too fast.
Allow him to finish.
Let him land.
He has already landed in bed now.
Sir, I put it to you that you're a cheat. Serially.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call your name, oh.
Because your wife will trace you to the office today.
Don't call your name. Yeah.
Actually, at the moment, I'm not married. You know, but I'm thinking. You know,
she will know you're the one.
Sometimes it hits me, you know, because I want to stay within my 60 seconds. I'm thinking,
I will use Shazam to get your voice.
Can I actually cope with one wife?
You want to be polygamous. All right, we give you the card. Take it. Red.
Man.
Red. Said,
hey.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What is he expressing? He's already in bed.
What's up, Lagos? Stretch to life.
said in bed.
First time calling your program.
Hey, first time calling.
You're welcome. Stick
welcome,
it out.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. My name is Matthew.
Hi, Matthew.
Good to hear you guys. I've been hearing you soon. So, my thoughts of, as in, where I think is, if you really love someone, and then maybe if you are legally married, the first thing, you shouldn't do that.
Don't do that.
Okay.
So, it's forbidden.
Even in Bible.
Yes. Most especially.
So, yeah. But that one is optional.
Eh?
It's optional. Wait.
He shocked me.
It's optional. As in, if your wife or your husband commit an adultery.
Only one.
Wait. If it's your husband or the wife who, if you wish to leave or not, if you want to let him or her go, or especially the woman, if you want her to go. But if you don't want her, if you want to forgive her, you forgive her.
Mm. But the man, because the man should never forgive.
Why not? If the man want to forgive, he can forgive.
Oh, forgive.
But the woman, but to me, if woman commit adultery, it's very more obvious than woman.
Okay, so but when wait, the man commits, the woman should wait, forgive, but the man has a choice.
It's
a lie. Red card.
You have spoiled.
What is good for the goose is good for Uganda. For the Gander.
The Gander.
Okay. Well, Jerry King, you know that, right?
I know.
We got a lot of messages.
We got messages,
a
Church.
Billion.
I wish you all the best in these.
Amen. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Okay, this is not for us. We want to move to the next one. Let's see. Yes, he says, I'm Chooks from Berigbe Ikorodu. Well, cheating on someone you love,
must be that something is wrong somewhere.
Something is wrong somewhere. Could be lack of self-control or other issues.
Mm.
Why are you looking at me? I really lack of self-control. You're looking at me.
Yes, now.
God
is patriarchy.
For Sule. From Sule. The lady that said sexual compatibility, I thought sex is only for marriage. So which one is sexual compatibility? It's best to tell people the truth, sister. Back to the main question. I can't say yes or no. But what I know is cheating your spouse is a planned, intentional, wicked act. It can never be a mistake.
Never.
Emphasis mine. All right. Mm-hmm. What's up, Lagos? My name is Ejima Chibuzomval from Ikotun. It is very hard to cheat on whom you love. Note, you can be in a relationship with someone, but it doesn't mean that you love him or her. Whom you love, you will always be careful not to offend him or her. You will even find it difficult to hide anything to him, to whom you really love. But you can to whom you like. Love is all about sacrifice. You sacrifice the pleasure in others not to displease whom you love. If you love, it will even control your permission for lust after opposite sex. I watched Titanic twice.
Amazing.
Twice.
That's why they died.
Yes, awesome from Lakwe. Question one. Yes, you can cheat on her. Cheating is not a denial of love, but lack of self-respect and discipline. Ouch. How can you have lack of self-respect and discipline and still love the person?
Oh, come together.
No, it's possible now.
Shots fired in your direction.
Yes, plenty shots, I must say.
Bulletproof.
Yeah, it's sexual compatibility.
No, but that's the reality. I spoke with a sex therapist and she says a lot of people in marriages did not do that compatibility test, right?
But that's so, like testing the goods before you purchase.
I didn't say how they would do the test.
Answers.
I didn't say how they would do the test, but people don't just check. They don't check in that regard.
Just buy it.
You don't have to do the act for you to test your compatibility. It's just a simple questions, different things to lead you on. Yeah, a professional will take you through
that.
But
your dog will put you on.
Do you understand? Do you understand? So many things can happen.
Yeah.
You know, I was just going to say that the question is not whether it is should you. The question is would you cheat? even though you are in love with someone. It's not a question of should or coulda. You understand? It is would you? And I said it is possible.
There's a possibility.
Do you understand?
Does it
change the fact that you love the person? The answer is no. You know, so there's people need to separate issues. Let's not be emotional or sentimental with this conversation. This is why people cheat. This is why a lot of the industry is booming. You know, the cheating industry is very, very lucrative.
Oh, there's a cheating industry?
Right, yes, there's a cheating industry.
Like entertainment.
It's very lucrative,
like right? Does,
right? So people would, it's a need. So why don't we as couples, right, start to go back to the fundamental
why
and start to ask,
why did it happen?
Yeah, why do men cheat?
And do not put up a fence and say, I'm not going to do, let us even break down the situation.
But shouldn't you start
dig
from,
it deep and understand.
From saying,
love,
I don't want
love
to.
Can never stop somebody from cheating.
It should be a struggle
cheating.
For you to cheat.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It should be a struggle. I can cheat afterwards, I go and cry.
Yeah.
You know, cheating, love should not stop you from
people
cheating.
People commit sin and they're like,
I shouldn't have done this. People can cheat and say, I did that. How could I do that?
Why did I do this?
Okay, guys, we need to go. I want to say thank you to everyone who's been part of the conversation. Thank you, Lagos. Tomorrow is our anniversary.
Me too.
We have so many giveaways for you tomorrow. Just keep it locked on 99.3 Nigeria Info. All these cheaters in the studio, I'm sending them out. My name is Mary Ann Okon. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, MIMIEYO. And you can search for Mary Ann Okon everywhere else. You know I love you. I will never cheat on you. You can take it to the
never
back.
Never say never, darling.
Which back?
I will never cheat.
It's too sure.
My name is Stretch, Stretch, Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. I won't cheat on you, you know that.
Mm-hmm. You have cheated on me and Uwa.
Osayo Mesale. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. Osayo Mesale. I was just going to say, we are not endorsing cheating. But
no,
it does happen.
No,
we got to go. We got to go, guys. Nancy.
It's Fancy Nancy Lagos. Thank you.